Capitol riot. I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. Members of the House committee investigating the January 6th insurrection say they've uncovered enough evidence for the Justice Department to consider a criminal indictment against former President Trump. But Congressman Adam Schiff tells ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos.
There are certain actions, parts of these different lines of effort to overturn the election that I don't see evidence the Justice Department is investigating.
Adding,
the rule of law needs to apply equally to everyone.
Trump denies any wrongdoing. Senate bargainers have announced a bipartisan framework responding to the mass shootings in Buffalo, New York, and Uvalde, Texas. Among its provisions, it would make juvenile records of under 21 gun buyers available in background checks, offer money to states to enact red flag laws, and bolster school safety and mental health programs. The deal has been embraced by President Biden, and 20 senators, including 10 Republicans, have released a statement calling for passage. Police arrested 31 members of the white supremacist group Patriot Front near an Idaho Pride event Saturday, saying they were there to riot. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Coeur d'Alene Police Chief Lee White says the 31 men were packed into the back of a U-Haul, along with detailed plans and riot gear.
There was at least one smoke grenade. There was multiple shields.
The men, who came from at least 11 different states, were wearing shirts and hats with the Patriot Front identification and covering their faces and heads with white balaclavas.
And it wasn't just City Park that they were planning to riot in. There was some other information they were planning on going down Sherman, for instance.
The police chief says they were tipped off by someone who saw them loading into the U-Haul. Audio courtesy KXLY-TV. I'm Julie Walker.
And finally, signs people are returning to the movies this summer.
Humans and dinosaurs can't coexist.
Jurassic World Dominion debuted at the top of the box office this weekend, earning more than $143 million in North American ticket sales. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.